Good morning. It's 8:08 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 9th, 2018. Too many 8s, too many 9s. So yeah, here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm a little bit later than I thought I was going to be this morning, but at least I'm working. We're getting closer. And of course, next week, my entire schedule is going to be shot because I'm going to be on the road from, I'm going to leave Monday. I'm not coming back until Sunday. Because of Science Fiction and Fantasy Rise of America. So I have to arrange a super shuttle from the airport to the hotel. I haven't done that yet. I have to see if I can get somebody from the house to drive me to the airport and pick me up when I come back, because otherwise, at $15, $16 a day, 7 days, that's over $100. And that's, it's not a fatal amount, but it's a lot of money to park a car that the people who are here won't have use of. Nailgun, my gosh. Putting in trim work here on these houses. I think it's going to be a hot one. It's 60 degrees at the moment, but that sun is crispy. Have any shade going back, I wonder. I'm just looking at the way the shadows are angled here. I maybe have a little bit. And so yesterday was an interesting day. Yesterday I had a lot of business-related things to take care of. None of them I can talk about, but yesterday wasn't a bad day. It wasn't a good day in terms of home run, but it was at least a useful day. I'm thinking about the story. I'm not talking about it because I don't want to spoil it. But there's something that's about to happen in the story, and I've got to. I'm working out the. I'm working out the choreography of it. It's like, how did this thing happen? And what are the implications of it happening? And I think it's a good thing. It's certainly keeping with the tone of the Smuggler's Tales. I've got one problem. I got the phrase, "Here's a bigger hammer." That's a clue.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's a clue. And Natalia has to decode the clue. And the context of the clue is non sequitur. It's like, what? And so she needs to find the link between the clue and the information that she's looking for. And I'm trying to think of ways to use a bigger hammer. Could be a clue to a location. So it's a clue to where something is hidden. I have to try to find a way to use that. Or I need to find a way to replace it with something that's... more applicable to the context. The problem is that this is probably the most applicable one I can think of. And what I'm struggling with is, what's the reference? What is that clue? What is that hint supposed to suggest to her? It has to be something that is only meaningful to her. Oh wow, the lilacs are... Remember I said yesterday the lilacs didn't have a lot of scent. This morning they sure do. Wow. That's gorgeous. I love the smell of lilacs. Lilacs were all around the house where I was growing up. It's a little hard to believe. I was reminded of it. I saw a picture of me when I was 17 and going into the Coast Guard. That reminded me that ...48 years ago this fall, I left home. And I've been on my own ever since. I was 17. So for nearly half a century, I've been living on my own. Not alone, but on my own. Left my family of origin and have made my own way. Sometimes alone, sometimes with somebody, but I left home. Now, in large part, that was driven by circumstance. Oh, get ready to say it with me. Mark Post. I've gone over this, I know, in the past, but the Vietnam War, the draft, I may be thinking about it because I saw a retrospective, a 60-minute interview with the Eagles a couple days ago. And one of the snippets of their songs that they played was Ohio. That was a rough time. That was a rough time for the country. I'm not going to say it was a rough time for me, because all things considered, the only real tough part, there were a couple of negative things. One, I was caught AWOL. I didn't realize I was AWOL. And I had to put in some extra duty. One time in Alaska, I got nailed for $700 phone bill. We had a phone installed in my room in the barracks, and while that was cool, the difficulty was that this was way before long distance charges were a thing of the past, and this is the past that they were a thing of, and I kept calling home to Maine, and yeah, that was an experience. Expensive call. So that was a problem. I think while I was in Kodiak, the Berlin Wall came down. No, that wasn't right. When I was in Kodiak, we pulled out of Vietnam. Oh, I was in Kodiak, I drank too much. Gin and Tang. Oh, just the thought of it right now is like, you gotta be kidding me. George Dickel. Sour mash whiskey. It was a cool bottle, so that's why we drank it. We all drank it. That bottle right now is worth a couple hundred bucks. That's not what it cost us, but that's what it would be worth right now. Rye whiskey called Old Overholt. That was wild. Not a great commentary on my judgment, but I was 20. 19, 20, something like that. Judgment was not exactly my forte. And hasn't been, probably never has been. Although, in hindsight, in the cold light of day, that was probably, enlisting in the Coast Guard, was probably one of the best launch strategies I could have taken. Because it absolutely guaranteed that I would not go to Vietnam. A, I hated the heat. B, shooting at me is not something I ever want to experience. Call me risk averse. Call me whatever the hell you want, but going to Vietnam for that is not something I was really interested in. And it was an adventure. It was 5 years of adventure, wherein I learned the reality of the old literary saying, adventures are things that happen to other people. Because when they happen to you, they're not even fun. Although this was fun. In time. At times it was just, I can't believe I was too stupid to do this. I can't believe, it's little actions. That it's a wonder I didn't get court-martialed. Hauled into court under the UCMJ for destruction of government property. Dumbness. So I was thinking about that I left home at 17, in reflecting on the fact that my daughters, my progeny, are not being forced to leave the nest at a tender age. They'd like to, but without the income, without the support that the government gave me when I started, they can't really do it. I couldn't have done it unless I had the government. Even if I had gone to school, that would have been on my parents' dime. And this was a time when my father was making pretty good money. But it was his annual salary would have been about 1 month's worth of school expenses. Okay, 1/4's worth of school expenses. And that was a hard thing for me to reconcile. It's like, we had a huge garden because otherwise we wouldn't have enough to eat. And I was going to go to college. Scholarships in those days were things that somebody else got. I sure as hell had no expectation that I might get one. despite the fact that I did really well in school, I wasn't, you know, really well in a tiny high school in rural Maine. It's not exactly the same caliber as doing really well in, even in Portland. Where there were two high schools. I don't know. Weird ramblings. Odd things to think about. But right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.